got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
For a very special Halloween show, Jess.
Yes, we're getting a little spooky tonight. And look, we thought, what better to talk about when it comes to Halloween than superstitions, Tim? Are you a little superstitious? Don't
no,
do that creamy laugh.
I am. Buddy, you've known me
yeah,
coming on. Up on 7 years. No, I believe in real things. So, but hey, you are.
I'm super superstitious.
Whoa, super superstitious?
Super
so what's it, if you had to name, what's your big one?
Oh, God, there's so many, Tim.
Name one.
I don't like the like walking under ladders. Like, I don't even like walking under archways
how many,
because they could be ladders.
But like, how many ladders are you coming
you
across
just never
in your day to day?
You just never know. I think that people prop them up onto walls.
Stop walking through construction sites. Look, we thought if you called through and told us about your superstition, technically, just because it's our special Halloween show, we are doing treat or treat. Anyone that calls up, I think it's a whole bag of lollies. Is that
yes.
right, Jess?
Yeah, yeah. We've got Sour Patch Kids and we've Great. Also got Jobba Jobs.
All right. Well, to Meekin from Nor Lane, what's your superstition?
Hey, Tim and Jess. So I actually believe that opening umbrellas indoors is bad.
Yeah. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Tim does this all the time and it drives
so
me bananas. I'm
it
like,
is
stop
so funny
that.
To Meekin. Watch
it. How many bad things have happened to you, Tim, since you've done that?
To Meekin.
They always come in threes.
Honestly, if you're having a slow afternoon, open an umbrella and watch how many women run at you in anger. It's a game. Try and pick the number. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
things do happen in threes, though, Tim. So
well, has nothing, nothing bad's happened. You know I'm the most privileged person that could probably exist.
It's true. That's true.
So thanks to Meekin.
Stay there, to Meekin. We'll get you your lollies.
Kerry, what are you superstitious about?
Breaking a mirror, but I'm not sure whether it's 7 years or 9 years bad luck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could it be no years bad luck?
It might be seven. It could be seven.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure, but I've just always believed that, yeah, if you break a mirror, you get years of bad luck.
Maybe it was, like, taught when we were younger to...
It was, yeah, that's what I mean. And
yeah, but maybe to respect property and not break mirrors that are expensive.
I thought it was, like, a thing because mirrors used to be really expensive, so it's like, don't break the mirrors.
And then they were saying, oh, because, oh, we've got to give them a reason, oh, bad luck.
And Kerry, has this ever happened to you? Have you broken a mirror before?
No, definitely not. Because, yeah, I always thought I'm meant to be careful around mirrors.
Don't have any mirrors in the house.
Careful. Okay, all right, interesting. Thank you, Kerry. Stay on the phone. You're going to get a treat or a treat, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's okay.
All right, Lorraine.
Lorraine in Whittington. Hi. Lorraine, what are you superstitious about?
I'm superstitious about finding coins. I think you've got to pass them on. If you keep them, you get bad luck.
I see. It's not like you get good. You pass on the good luck if you find a coin.
Yeah, you can pass it on, but if you keep it and put it in your pocket, you get bad luck.
So what if say I stumble across a $2 coin on the ground, and I'm like, you know what, I could go a nice num 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 Fredo Frog. I'm going to pass it on
to the convenience store owner
and get my chockey. Like, does that count?
Maybe.
What if we're talking to Pineapple here? If I find 50 big ones on the ground flying around.
That's not a coin.
Yeah, it's also,
keep it.
It's also 48 more dollars. Lorraine, all right. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one. So just throw them in fountains, I reckon. You see a coin, find a fountain. Even if you have to get on your bike and ride it.
Well, every one of those callers, Tim, gets a little treat.
Yeah, or a treat, of course, because it is not trick or treat. It is treat or treat on the Tim and Jess show.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
It is Tim and Jess driving you home on a very spooky K-Rock 955. Ooh. Ben's in here. Ben, are you scared?
Maybe.
All right. Well, we're doing this anyway.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yes, Halloween edition, Tim.
Why did I feel like I was put on the spot so much?
Just ask if you were scared.
5 seconds to make a decision.
I don't know.
All
if
the noises
scared.
Came out.
Okay, that's fine.
Ben usually does work days. He's stuck around for us to make sure that we are paying attention to the news of the day, Tim. Bring us three stories and leave out some key elements. We have to fill in the blanks.
Let's do it.
Okay, now if Halloween is not your thing, there is another international day you can observe today. What else is today known as?
There's always days. I know last week there was an International Pasta Day.
Oh, yeah.
Today, oh man, it could literally be a thousand things. International left-footed but right-handed day? No?
That would be amazing, but no.
I bet you it exists.
International don't do anything day.
No, not quite. Today is International Magic Day, a day that commemorates the life and times of one of the world's best-known magicians, Harry Houdini.
I love Harry Houdini.
Is he the one that, like...
goes in the river, locked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Chris Angel Mind Freak before Chris was freaking Minds. There you go.
A video game called The Store is Closed has seen its maker Ziggy Games slap with a cease and desist order by what well-known store?
Oh.
What's the game called, sorry?
The Store is Closed.
Target?
No. It's kind of along the right lines, though. Oh. Maybe think bigger, though.
Walmart?
No, not quite.
Not that big. Nah, no idea.
A little bit more fancy, more IKEA. So, yeah, IKEA has slapped them with a...
more IKEA, because it is.
Yeah. They've slapped them with a cease and desist because everything in the game looks very IKEA-esque.
Oh. So it's like, that's definitely our likeness.
Yeah, go past the Flugelhorn. Yeah. And,
and like, even like the labels on furniture and stuff, and they're just like, no.
You think they'd be into that, IKEA? Like, any promotion is good
promotion,
right? I think
it's promoting like either looting, stealing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless they forgot to put the meatballs in there and they're just like, no, you can't do it.
That's the one thing we said.
Hashtag Diamond Dan has been trending today. Why?
Diamond Dan. Sounds like a wrestler. This is great.
Is this a Daniel Andrews thing?
Yes, it is a Daniel Andrews
thing. Is this because Daniel Andrews is proposing a 4-day work week?
No, it's not.
Is it because of the Netball Visit Victoria sponsorship?
It is because of $15 million sponsorship by Visit Victoria to, take over from all the fallout with...
From Gina Reinhart.
...prospecting.
Nice.
So, yeah, good on Dan for getting behind him.
Wow, it's amazing how politicians come out of the woodworks when there's election around the corner.
But now that Visit Victoria is sponsoring the netball team, the Diamonds, do they always have to play in Melbourne? Or like, is it like, there's a game in Mildura now?
Well,
might,
nah.
Might be part of the catch.
Because, like, if we don't...
I hadn't considered nah.
Because...
Sorry, yeah?
If we live here, like, they could go to Sydney and be like, hey, visit Victoria, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I guess it's tourism. It's marketing.
Tourism. Yep. Mm. It's like how we go to other countries. We're like, come to Australia. Where the bloody hell are you? You know, that sort
it's
of thing.
It's funny how our politicians come out of the woodwork when they want something. Isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Ben. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I've got a smart watch. I haven't got the smartest watch around.
No.
I would say out of the three big brands... Bronze medal is fine for me.
You don't like all the features. You're like, just tell me my steps, tell me the time, I'm a happy boy.
Honestly, I could probably get away with just a standard watch and a pedometer and I'd be happy with it. But I got a Fitbit because a mate of ours worked at an electronics store and got it for like a third of the price 6 years ago. And
what are the big three?
Well, I would say Apple Watch is probably the big one.
Yeah.
And then probably level with this whatever Samsung's version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's that Garmin one.
You reckon Garmin's bigger than Fitbit?
Yeah, man. I can do way more. A mate of mine was, his Garmin was pretty much folding his clothes for him the other day. It was wild. But, I've got a smartwatch, but you're right, Jess. I don't like that many features. And when I contemplated saving up to buy an Apple Watch, I thought all of the things that I see you do with your one, I go, I wouldn't use that. That'd annoy me. I've turned off notifications. I've turned off everything.
You turned your watch to Swedish.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have to read it. If it came through, I was like, I don't want to be able to read it. I was like, thanks, Hans. I'll mention it the flipper dipper letter, whatever. But I got an email from myself the other day of my health trends.
Oh, here we go.
Things that are trending and things that aren't trending. And I thought we could talk about it because I got a bit of a giggle out of it. So it's based this over the last 4 weeks of my life. And what happened 4 weeks ago, Jess?
We stopped doing breakfast radio.
Yep, and we moved here.
Yes.
So apparently, right now, trending for me, steps. apparently, Jess, get this. This is an email from me to me, mind you, so I've taken some screenshots and I'm reading it. Steps. You've averaged more steps over the past 4 weeks. How many more steps a day do you think I've been averaging since?
Well, you told you didn't. You never used to walk to work, but now you walk to and from work. I would say 10,000 more steps a day.
7,000 steps on average. That's not more bad. Than what I was using.
That's
so
good.
I'm getting anywhere between 15 and 22,000 steps
pretty good.
A day. So I'm really happy with that.
I'm lucky to get that in a week. So
also trending, walking and running distance without stopping.
You did tell me that you accidentally ran a lap of Cadinia Park.
I've been doing it way, accidentally been running laps of the park far too much.
How do you accidentally?
I just started. I don't stop. I don't understand. I don't want to do
it. Next like, I accidentally ran a triathlon. It was crazy.
I'm concerned. I am concerned. But my average went from none to some.
Sure.
So it was a bit concerned for me going, Hey, whoa, we don't normally run. What are you doing? But do you know what's not trending in my life at the moment, Jess? Stairs.
Stairs.
I'm not climbing any flights of stairs.
I used one of those stair climbers at the gym this morning and I climbed up the Tower of Pisa, 18 floors. Jesse.
Can you climb the leaning? I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
But it's leaning.
Yeah. But there's stairs in it.
So that can't be OH&S.
I was too scared to go in it. I didn't
go
in it when I was there.
So you've climbed it and now you've theoretically climbed it again.
Yeah.
I've realised that I think I climb about 6 steps a day because there's 3 steps into my house and I get when I leave my house in the morning to go for my accidental runs,
yeah.
I walk back up them and then I come home at 7:30 and I walk back up those 6 steps a day.
My watch trends have gone a different way.
Okay.
I got a notification the other day saying that my watch has noticed that I've been sleeping a lot more.
Oh, that's good. It's like, hey, good on you.
It was like, hey, over the last 14 days, you've slept an average of 3 hours more per day. What's going on?
Oh, my God. And as someone who used to nap a lot, I'm surprised where you're getting these extra hours from.
I've just added it on. No more naps, but I've just tacked it onto the whole, I just do it in one chunk instead of two.
I'm surprised you're here right now. Do you want to get a pillow?
It's almost nap time,
I'm interrupting your sleep time. I'm so sorry, Matt. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. What we've been doing for the last week is every night before the following day's VCE exam, we're doing it, taking it in turns to stand in solidarity with our Year 11 and 12 VCE students across Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Helping you cram for your exams or just, you know, test your knowledge of what you remember from your VCE exams.
All right. So today, because there's a public holiday tomorrow.
No exams tomorrow. Everyone gets a day off to keep studying. Yep.
So I'm doing 3 exams today to stand in solidarity with different types of Victorians.
On Wednesday, there are going to be 3 exams, the business management, art exam, and the maths methods. So we're going to do all 3, Tim. Are you ready?
I dropped maths. I've never run a business, and I'm not very visual. So let's get into it.
Great. Listen carefully. The top 10 largest companies in 2022 have been ranked by market capitalization. Which company topped that list? So, which company made the most money worldwide?
Amazon.
Oh, no. They did make the top 10. I'll give you one more chance.
Apple?
Yes. We'll give that to you. Apple apparently made $2,508 billion.
Really, Apple made more than Amazon.
Yeah.
Gee,
Amazon was like
Batman.
Fourth on the list. Strange. Okay, we're going to head to arts now. Which famous painter was also a sculptor, an architect, and an engineer?
Michelangelo.
No.
Oh, well, he was, so I'm going to give it to me. Yeah. Donatello.
Are you just going through
Michelangelo.
All the Ninja Turtles?
Leonardo.
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci.
Master Splinter.
Okay, we're going to head to maths methods now. You dropped maths in year 10, didn't you?
No, I think I did. At the end of year 10.
Right.
I just said, you know what? Not for me, Miss Williams. She was a Scottish teacher and she said, you know, I think that's a fair thing for you to do to me. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, God. Okay, maths methods.
Have you well, Ms. Williams?
Listen carefully to this maths equation, Tim.
Do I have to write it down?
You can write it down if you'd like. If you buy a rooster for the purpose of laying eggs and you expect to get 3 eggs each day for breakfast, How many eggs will you have after 3 weeks?
Weekdays or?
No, like days of the week. So oh. Seven days in a week.
63.
No.
What do you mean?
If you buy a rooster for the purpose of laying
eggs. You son of a bitch. You're better than that. This is why Miss Williams sat me down and said, you know what's better for you and me, not to continue mathematics.
You get none because roosters.
Oh, they don't lay eggs because they're boys. Oh, dense.
This is why they tell you to read the exam carefully.
Yeah, that's
all new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about NASA because they have got a new mission that they are working on and it's sounding pretty cool and I want to be a part of it, right? Have you heard about this new NASA mission?
I have. And that's why I'm even more staggered to know you want to be a part of it, considering you won't go on roller coasters because they go a bit fast. And now you're willing to jump onto a spaceship.
Yep.
And go mine an asteroid.
This is what NASA is working on. They're working on hitting an asteroid that apparently contains not only.
They use these words. Yeah. So, gosh, we're going to hit an asteroid. Big, pretty hard, eh? Get all that stuff. Okay.
This is not how I talk. This mysterious rock asteroid, yeah. Tim, contains not only gold, but also platinum, iron, and nickel. And they estimate that the whole thing could be worth about $15,590 quadrillion.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
All right. Money. Go. Go for all I care.
If they mine this thing, it could. There's enough of this stuff on this rock that every person on Earth could be a billionaire. Every person. That's you, Tim. That's you as well.
Just, I hope they, the words you're using to describe how I'm, I imagine it's verbatim. So we'll get all this stuff from the rock.
Yeah.
And then rich.
I don't know everyone. Who we sell it to. If all of us have got it, no one's going to want
it. That's the thing I saw because I was reading into it and it said, yeah, technically there's enough for us all to be millionaires, maybe even billionaires. But who's buying gold if you don't need gold?
Who's aliens. Buying, that's who. We're selling it to the aliens.
Yeah.
They can leave the planet. Take my gold.
Let me guess.
Take my gold. Let me be a millionaire.
A rimulet? No, thanks. can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you read the headline?
Yep.
Read the amount of money and think.
Ching, ching.
Yeah.
Dollar, dollar.
For Tim, there we go. No, this is how NASA's tricking us to thinking that we're doing good stuff when how much money is it going to cost?
Do you think NASA's going to keep it all for themselves?
Mate, no. They'll share the load.
NASA, why tell me that every single person on Earth could be a billionaire if you're not going to give me a cut of the cash?
Is that, oh, sorry, are you reading a briefing from NASA or from ladbibleaustralia.com.au? I wonder who the author of this is.
News.com.au.
Yeah, I don't know if NASA is on the forefront going, you know what, if we bring all this stuff back
just
from this rock.
Just don't let Elon Musk take any of it. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need any more of it.
Well, no, now.
You know, SpaceX is going to get their little hands on the asteroid as well.
We should get an astronaut or someone that's previously worked at NASA on the show.
And I just, they've got the Australian part of NASA. Like the
South Australia.
Oh, you don't want to talk to anyone from South Australia?
Not from the South Australia. It's just that's where they went because they were like land care factor. I think we need to get someone on, replay them all the times you've ever spoken about space so that they can go, you know.
Can
eligible.
We get someone on to talk about this asteroid? Because I want a piece. I want a piece of the pie.
You haven't been clear on that, so I'm glad you finally made a stance.
Good buddy. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.